Christ is risen. As you know by now, the resurrection of Jesus is not fantasy, fiction, fake, or false. It is not pretend, make-believe, a myth, a mirage, an optical illusion, a dream, a hallucination, or some figment of your imagination. The good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep and willingly died for his flock has truly risen from the dead. He is risen indeed. This past Wednesday morning, I asked the women at their Bible study if they could name the seven I am statements in St. John's Gospel. In St. John's Gospel, Jesus says, I am seven times, the perfect number. I am the blank. Can you name all seven from memory? The women's Bible study group did very well collectively. Somebody said last night it isn't really fair, so there you go. Let's start. John chapter 6, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. John chapter 8, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. John's Gospel chapter 10 has two of them. We heard one in today's Gospel. Jesus said in today's Gospel twice, I am the gate. Or I am the door, if you prefer that translation. And also, of course, in John chapter 10, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. That brings us to John chapter 11, where Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Moving now to John's Gospel chapter 14. It's probably the most common gospels at a funeral. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay, do you got the last one? It's from John's Gospel, chapter 15, the last of the seven I am statements. Jesus says, I am the vine. There they are. Those are the seven I am statements. What do you see as a pattern with those I am statements? Life. Life. Did you notice how that reoccurs time and time again? Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus can't even talk about being the vine without mentioning life. He says, I'm the vine. If you live in me, remain in me, abide in me, you will have life. But if you are not connected to me, the vine, there is no life in you. For if we are not connected to Christ the vine, we are dead like a withered, rejected branch to be picked up and thrown into the fire. Jesus cannot tell us in today's gospel that he is the gate without telling us, I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. That's John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 10. Easy to remember, John 10, 10. It's one of the most beautiful lines in today's Gospel. I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. When I was a young, skinny seminarian, that was the theme that Pope St. John Paul II chose for World Youth Day in Denver, Colorado, in 1993. I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. But what life? Pope John Paul II asks. And the Pope answers. Jesus' intention was clear, the Pope says. The very life of God, which surpasses all the possible aspirations of the human heart. The very life of God. And how do we share in the very life of God? Through the sacraments. It's not by accident that we have baptisms at the Easter Vigil to start the Easter season, which is all about new life. Baptism is our initiation into the very life of God. It's not by accident that at the Easter Vigil I confirmed our brothers and sisters who were already baptized, and I sealed them with the gift of the Holy Spirit, who we profess every Sunday is the Lord and the giver of life. It's not by accident that last Wednesday, Bishop Barron was here in Owatonna to confirm 47 young adults now fully initiated into the life of God. It's not by accident that later this morning, 13 of our young people will receive their first Holy Communion, the bread of life. And if they eat his body and drink his blood, Jesus promises that they will have life forever. It is not by accident that we have Divine Mercy Sunday on the first Sunday after Easter, another opportunity to immerse ourselves in the ocean of the Lord's forgiveness and the sacrament of penance. For absolved sinners who are humble and contrite, once were dead, but because of the graces of the sacrament of penance, have come back to life. If I'm a good pastor, after Jesus the Good Shepherd, then I want my sheep to have life, the very life of God that comes through the sacraments. I came that they might have life, Jesus said, and have it more abundantly. Jesus came, Pope John Paul II wrote in his message for World Youth Day back in 1993. Jesus came to heal the sick and the suffering, to free those possessed by devils, and to raise the dead. He gave himself up for us on the cross and rose again from the dead, revealing that he is the Lord of life, the author and the source of life without end. I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Notice that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, has a mission which is the exact opposite of the thief. The thief, the robber, the wolf, comes to steal, to murder, and to destroy. But Jesus, the Good Shepherd, does the opposite. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. The New American Bible translation that I had growing up said, I came that they might have life and have it to the full. A full life. A life that overflows with grace. To have life above measure, so much life that we can't even measure it, a superabundance of life, divine life. That's the quality that Jesus offers to us. What's the quality of this life? It's divine life. What's the duration of this life? Eternal. Forever. We receive this gift already on earth through the sacraments, hoping that we will possess it forever in heaven. I am the life, Jesus said. And he came that we might possess him forever. I came that they might have me, Jesus says, and have me more abundantly. Amen.